Wanda is sensitive to sounds, always has been. Caused a lot of problems when she and Peter were little. He'd chew with his mouth open, on purpose, to gross her out. Or try to sneak out of the top bunk in the middle of the night, forgetting the creak of the ladder would wake her every time. Predictable noises can fade into the background, can become part of the daily song of life in New York City. But new sounds stand out, no matter how quiet they are. The sound of blood running down a man's arm to his hand, then farther down to his fingertips, gathering in heavy drops before it falls, plink, 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 to join the pool forming around him. That's a new sound. Wanda Parker has seen dead people before, saw dead people before she can remember, saw her twin brother die when she was too young to know her own name, saw her Uncle Ben die when she was too old to ever get the final image of his open eyes out of her mind, saw Gwen Stacy die when the world fell apart and everything changed forever. But she's never heard this sound. This is the sound of everything going wrong. This is the sound of the future, her future, collapsing. This is the sound of Captain America's story crashing to an end. She hasn't touched him since she arrived at the manor, and certainly not since she came into the room to find his body sprawled in the leather armchair, where he'd clearly been waiting for her arrival. He doesn't look like he had time to fight back. There are no defensive wounds on his hands, and his shield is still leaning against the side of the chair, unmarred by bloody fingerprints. Those would be unavoidable if he'd been able to reach for it at all. But it's clean, unlike his hands, unlike the floor, unlike the front of his uniform, which is coated in blood, all of it drying at different rates, so that his chest becomes a jigsaw of brown and burgundy and bright, bright red. She's never really thought about how much those colors mirror her own costume. Maybe she should have considered that before she dressed to match her brother. Maybe she should have taken more time to think. He didn't have time. Whoever attacked him was fast and knew enough to know exactly where to slash America's first Avenger and get past his preternaturally resilient skin. Cap's throat is a ruin, a shredded mass of flesh that looks more like chopped meat than anything that should be part of a person. Oh, it's horrific. It's the worst thing she's ever seen. Somehow even worse than Uncle Ben. Even worse than Gwen lying bent and broken at the base of the Brooklyn Bridge. At least when those horrors had occurred, she hadn't been alone. She's alone now. She's never felt this alone in her entire life. The only sounds are the wind outside the open window, her own strained breathing, and the steady drip of blood to the floor. She should call someone. She should call someone right now before this frozen moment passes and she's found alone with the cooling body of the man who may well be, have been, the world's greatest hero. She needs to move. But before she can, there's a new sound. A key is turning in a lock.